All right, guys, here we go. A little bit more than halfway through 7 days of prayer and fasting. Thinking about you guys every day, praying for the church every single day, and especially for the power of the Holy Spirit to really help us bring clarity to things, ease our minds, comfort our hearts, but also the wisdom of Solomon and all the decisions that we make. Even, you know, we need the power of the Holy Spirit because some of the decisions and the things that we face, if we try to face it on our own, they won't have the most godly outcome. So here we go. Listen, I want you to think about Joshua 1:9. And it says this, "Have I not commanded you?" That's interesting. It's like God already saying, haven't I said this before? Haven't I told you to do this? "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." I think it's important to remember this isn't just like a pep talk, like halftime in a game, you know, in a football game. It's not a halftime thing. This is a strength thing. It's a command and a promise. Joshua 1:9. God is reminding us that the courage that we need and have to have in our life doesn't come from necessarily the absence of fear, but the presence of God. We're all going to face things all the time. So I think it's important to remember that having an obstacle doesn't mean that God's not in it. Perhaps God even just wants us to access more of his power to conquer what's in front of us. So today, here's the idea. So today, when we face things, we don't let fear creep in. When discouragement like says a little something in our minds or our ear, so to speak, choose to stand on the promises of God. "Have I not already told you?" he said. You know, start your day, maybe, even if no matter when you're listening to this, at any time of your day, but of course the morning is great. Start your morning speaking a promise over your whole day or over your family or people you love and your kids before you walk into school or work or a tough conversation. I always do that because if my mind gets in front of my heart, it's never a good thing. Before you walk into school, like I said, or a tough conversation, pause and remind yourself, hey, God's with me. And when you feel, let's say, anxiety rising, breathe deep. Take a breath and say, you know, God, I know you're with me, but I also trust you. And I always do this. I always have a verse of the day from the My Bible app. I keep it on the front of my phone most days just so I can glance down because we're always looking at our phone. So whatever you do, step into your day, step into the conversation, step into challenges with the confidence that you are not alone. It's important to remember that the people that we know in the Bible that we've read about, the same God who helped them, directed them, strengthened them, delivered them, I have access to that same God each and every minute of my day. That blows my mind. I don't know. You know, he's right there beside you and me all the time, in the small things, in the hard things, and everything in between. Come on, here we go.